Hello again out there in Birdland. It's Anson Tebbets along with
Chip Darmstadt.
For the Birds, your weekend edition prior to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving being a little different this year. Probably folks aren't having as big a crowd as they would in the past because of the pandemic, but there's still turkey on the menu.
Absolutely. I saw a recipe yesterday for, I think I saw it on VT Digger, for a turkey, no, it was in Times Argus, a turkey stuffed with basically a clam bake. It sounds so good. I mentioned it to my wife and she said, no way.
No, that sounds, that does sound good though, doesn't it?
Doesn't that sound good? Yeah, I don't know. I think we should go for it.
Yeah. You probably have to start working right now though on it. You know, get it ready and everything like that. But that's, yeah, that sounds mighty, mighty tasty. But we have, I've seen a good flock of turkeys. They've got their winter routine down now. I think they've started it. They sort of disappeared late summer, early fall. But now they have a routine and they arrive through the trail here, probably right, usually on mornings around 11 o'clock they're coming through.
I've mostly seen them in farm fields, you know, fields with either, you know, corn that's been, you know, harvested already or just plain old hay fields. But where are you seeing them, in the woods and in fields?
Yeah, they come out of the woods. They come out of the woods into the fields. And I'm not, my bird feeder is up, but there's not any really seed in it. So they're checking that out. And they have a little trail and then they go over to my brother's place and they just sort of have this routine, and as we have a little bit of snow up here on the hill. We got some on probably Wednesday, had a little dusting of snow. So, yeah, so they're out and about.
That's fun. I learned something new about turkeys the other day. I was reading that I think there's 5 different subspecies of turkeys, or geographic races of turkeys, and including one called Gould's turkey. And it only lives in Arizona in the U.S., and I think it goes into Mexico. And actually, I saw this turkey. I was in Arizona a couple of years ago in Madera Canyon, and this one lodge we stayed in, the turkeys were just all over the place, walking around the lodge property, and the males were displaying out in the road. And I can't recall how it looked any different from our local turkey. Apparently, it's a different subspecies, Gould's turkey, and there's a few other wild turkey subspecies out there. And there's also a totally different species of turkey in Central America in the Yucatan called oscillated turkey.
Are they, what do they look like?
Well, they have the same kind of colorful head on the males. Oscillated refers to the eye spots, I think, on the tail. I don't have a photo or anything in front of me, but yeah, it's a very intricate pattern. And somewhere, I think, on the tail, maybe on the body, there's these big eye spots as well. And the head on the male, I believe, is kind of blue with these red warts. But just like our wild turkey, the oscillated turkey, the male has all these, you know, all this ornamentation. So, pretty cool bird.
Neat. The good old...
not on the menu.
Not on the menu, for sure. The wild turkey. We're talking about the wild turkey. Just one of the things that are happening. But we talked about a few weeks ago, the finches starting to come through in the crossbills. And recently you saw some crossbills?
Yeah, it's already shaping up to be a good finch winter. Common red poles have been around. And just before... we got on the phone here, Anson. There was a flock of red crossbills, and it must be wandering the neighborhood. This is the second time I've seen it in the week, and there's anywhere from 10 to 15 red crossbills, and they really love the white pines, and it's a great year, a good cone year for white pine. So keep your eyes out for flocks of birds or, you know, small groups landing in the tops of white pines. It could be red crossbills. They often, when they're flying, make this chip, 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 chip call. And if you're close enough, you can actually hear them feeding on the white pines. You know, they pry open the scale of the cone and lick out the seed with their tongue. And they were so close at one point that I could hear them working the cones as they ate.
And in the bills, if you take your fingers and cross them, like for good luck, it's going to happen. That kind of is sort of like the bill they actually cross, right? And that's probably to help them get the food out of the pine, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The white wing crossbill and the red crossbill. The bill, the tip of the bill, literally crosses, and when they'll turn their head sideways and then stick their bill between the scales of the cone. And then when they open their bill, that because it's crossed, it serves as a lever to pry open the scale so they can lick the seeds out.
Yeah, good stuff. The red crossbill, and it kind of looks like a purple finch except for the beak, but a little bigger.
Yeah, it does have kind of a similar coloration. The males are a little bit more brick red. The females more yellowish. But yeah, you could, and they had the forked tail like a purple finch. You could definitely, if you weren't, studying them, you could confuse it for a purple finch. They don't generally come to feeders. I think white-winged crossbill sometimes comes to a feeder. But so you gotta, you never know what you're gonna see out there. It's pretty fun.
Good stuff. The red crossbill. I guess we have a big visitor up in the islands or up in Colchester. Where is it?
Yeah, Sandbar. The Sandbar Causeway, which links... Is that Colchester? I'm not sure if it is. Maybe it is. Anyway, it's Chittenden County. And the causeway goes over to South Hero and the islands there. And there's been a tundra swan. I think it's been there for over a week now, maybe 2 weeks. A beautiful, immature tundra swan all by itself hanging out with the Canada geese. Usually these swans are in groups or in flocks with other swans, but this one, I don't know, somehow got separated from its flock. So it's hanging out with the Canada geese. And if you drive out there to the causeway, there's a pull off on either side. Before you get to the Grand Isle side, the South Hero side of the causeway, there's a couple places to pull out, and the bird has been pretty easily seen from either of those pullouts, and it's a beautiful, beautiful swan. So folks are in the area, they should take a look while it's still there.
And it's visiting, but where should it be?
Well, they do migrate through Vermont in smallish numbers. This time of year, I don't know, maybe most of them are in the mid-Atlantic states. I think Chesapeake Bay is an area where a lot of them spend the winter. They're nesting up in the tundra, hence the name, tundra swan. And then they migrate south. I know the Chesapeake Bay area is a big wintering area for them. I don't know if they go to the Gulf Coast or not. And probably most of them are south of New England now, but there's some stragglers. Things are starting to freeze up a little bit. So, our waterfowl, a lot of the waterfowl is going to be heading south.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good thing to see and relatively easy to see from the side of the road and the pullouts on the causeway as you head up into the islands. From Chittenden County up into Grand Isle. Good stuff. The good old tundra swan. All righty. Well, we've got a fly out of here for another weekend. Just one quick question. Chip, what's your favorite side dish for Thanksgiving?
Ooh, side dish. Wow. Well, barring the clam bake inside the turkey, I would have to say... I'm a big fan of Brussels sprouts. I used to not like them when I was a kid, mm-hmm. but they've really grown on me. So they're Brussels sprouts, but you don't always have them, though. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Brussels sprouts. What about you, Anson?
I like Brussels sprouts, too. If you bake them well, I like roasted vegetables. I'm a big stuffing fan. I really like stuffing. The green bean casserole is always good. Creamed onions are good. I mean, it's all squash. I love squash, too. The more butter you can do, the better, of course, but all good stuff.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, very hungry. And of course the leftovers, a leftover turkey sandwich is just like the best with stuffing. I think that is one of the best things.
Yeah.
Or put it in a skillet and warm it up, kind of stuff like that. All right. We are
That's going to be one of the benefits of a more socially distant Thanksgiving. More leftovers.
You got that right.
More leftovers.
You bet. All right, everyone, be safe. We got to fly out of here for another weekend. I'm Anson Tebbets.
I'm Chip Darmstadt.
Or the birds.